The Air France Boeing, the cable cars climbing the hill in San Francisco, a polar bear in the Barcelona Zoo, Salome, London, another Salome. Go on, passing them. My friends, this is a valise, not a top hat with bunnies. We have enough cards for the entire night. So that's just a selection of the epilogue, but she goes on. This section is much more performative than the rest of the book, but I thought it'd be fun to read because it's performative. It's all, and then she goes on reading the backs of the postcards and the conversation, so kind of building on this idea of the letter. So now I'll just briefly talk about my other work besides my translations of Anna Christina. I came to translation work as a writer, interested in exploring the language of other writers and being very intimate with it. And I mean, I think there are many reasons that why translation is a glorious thing, and I can't go into all of them right now. But for me, the journey was somewhat personal in the sense that I'm Brazilian. I lived outside of Brazil for a long time, and I just started to obsessively read Brazilian poetry as a way to feel closer, in a sense. And out of that came the impulse to translate some of the poets I was reading. So over the years, I've mainly been translating Paulo Leminski and Ana Martins Marques. So on the right, Paulo Leminski, quite the character, as you can see. He was contemporaneous, actually, with Ana Cristina. And he was from the south of Brazil, from Curitiba, and of Polish descent. And then on the left is Ana Martins Marques, who's a contemporary poet from Belo Horizonte. And very different styles, the two of them. But I've published most of my translations in journals and magazines. And then with Ana, another Ana, I published a little book, which is here, anyone wants to see it. And I selected all of her poems that, not all of them, but some of them that revolve around the home. So that's why it's called This House. It's a theme that I'm personally obsessed with, and it's a theme she's really into as well. So it was really fun working on this book with her, and I illustrated it just because her poems are just so visual. And the idea behind the book is that it's like a bilingual home, right? So on one side is in Portuguese, the other side is in English. And the publisher had a nice idea to create mirror images as well of the illustrations, which I like. As I mentioned, I'm also an editor, so my full-time desk job is as an editor at an art publication called Hyperallergic. I've been there for 4 years. I was in New York for 3 years, and now I've been in LA for a year. And I write about a few different things, but I guess my focus has been Brazilian art. And then I also, increasingly as I've written about art, I've noticed how I've obsessed over these themes of home and belonging in art, which brings me to my final point in the presentation and my second project that I've been working on while I'm here, which is a book proposal of essays on art, and it kind of brings together, I think, all of my passions around translation and art and home. So the book is going to revolve around the Portuguese word saudade, which is famously considered untranslatable. So it's been likened to homesickness and longing, yearning, the blues. I like to use a more all-encompassing definition, which is sort of just describes the presence of an absence. So that could be a past home, a person, but it can also be something more abstract. And it also isn't necessarily only a dark, heavy, sad feeling. It can also be kind of joyful and comforting. So it's a word I've used a lot since I was a child, and especially since I grew up moving around and constantly having saudades for so many people and places and just kind of having it as a state of being, right? So I recognize how specific the word feels, and even in some of my poetry translations, I haven't translated saudade. I've kept it sometimes when I think it works. But all that said, sometimes I feel like the claim that this word is untranslatable or that no one can know what it's like, right? Because like, a lot of Brazilian and Portuguese people will be like, only we know what saudades are, right? And I find it like a little bit pretentious and a little bit exclusionary. And the more I've written about art, the more I've actually seen expressions of saudade all the time. And it's not just by Brazilian people or Lusophone speakers or Lusophone people, right? So the idea behind the book is that I think saudade is as big of a theme in art as like love or heartbreak, right? I think that it's actually intertwined with those things often. So the idea behind the book is to define the word through a series of essays on art. And the selections of artworks are not just visual, but also there is music and film and poetry, and the selection is very personal to me, what works have resonated with me over time. But it's also, I think, the selection also really are expressions of saudade. So some examples. I'll be discussing the French post-impressionist Pierre Bonnard, who also obsessed over home and painted many interiors of his home with his wife and continued to do so after she died. So I find it a very powerful idea that he painted her absence, sort of created a presence for her absence in his paintings. I'll also be including Elizabeth Bishop, love her, the American poet, who also had a story with Brazil. She lived there for a while and kind of spent her life traveling and constantly yearning for elsewhere. And I think her book, Questions of Travel, which she wrote while she was in Brazil, really distills that. I just have a quote up there. Should we have stayed at home and thought of here? Where should we be today? So she was kind of always thinking of the elsewhere throughout her life. And then I will be also including Caetano Veloso, who's a big Brazilian musician, still living today, but I will be focusing on two albums that he produced while he was living in political exile in London during the Brazilian dictatorship, and the musics of the musics. Some talking Portuguese. The songs in these albums mix English and Portuguese and Brazilian samba with American rock and kind of are just beautiful expressions of two places between the here and there. And the absence of Brazil is evoked in I think, a gorgeous way that evokes saudade. So other artists I will discuss include Juan Carvalho, Federico Fellini, Jean Gilberto, who big bossa nova musician who I think in a way introduced the concept of saudade to the world in his song, Chegou de Saudade. So that's the basic gist of the book. Oh, I'm already finishing. The basic gist of the book, and it's not just about defining saudade, but also in a way it's a book about how I found my own sense of belonging through artists. And that's it, actually.